Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey, Ousters, are you guys ready? Are you ready for that bonchinche?
Bonchinche, we ready.
What? Shh, that tea.
Girl. This is a little different, the gossip, right? This is different. This is definitely different from what we normally do. So, like, let's go.
Yes. Is there something positive we can learn from doing this episode? I believe so. We just haven't found it yet.
Okay. I'm open. I'm definitely open to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is that? You guys ready for it? So here's what we're going to talk about today. And yes, we're talking about it. We are going to talk about Will and Jada, or Jada and Will.
Girl.
I think, yeah, we're not really talking about Will too much, and maybe that needs to be a separate episode, but here we are. We were, you know, when we initially decided to cover this, it was when her book was released, and then, of course, when her book was released, it brought back all the stuff that came before that book release. So we decided to go ahead and read that book. We're going to read it. Let's find out more, because sometimes as women, we tend to judge other women pretty harshly. We hold women to a very high standards as women. And sometimes women get a bad rap, because I know when her book came out and all this other stuff, I was like, oh my God, now this again? Why are we still talking about you? And haven't you embarrassed this man enough?
Well,
my initial thought.
Right. And I could see feeling that way, but I still feel like it's not just her. I feel like it's mutual.
Mm.
You don't feel like they have embarrassed each other mm-hmm. along the way? And mm-hmm. and really it's because they're both in the public eye. So whenever you're in the public eye, I mean, they pick you apart and you have to kind of be prepared for
yes.
that. You have to be prepared. You have to be mindful, even when you're not doing anything wrong, right? So mm-hmm. God forbid they get hold of something that, this sounds really juicy, you know?
Yeah.
That's a bonchinche.
That bonchinche. But it's hard. I don't know. Like, if it doesn't matter if you're an actor, if you are a singer, whatever, social media influencers, you are going to be the subject of gossip. You live your life in the public eye. We don't really live our lives in the public eye. We live in the ears' eyes for the most part, because we haven't blown up just yet.
But don't we still get it though? Don't we still, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but don't we still get it? Even being in the public eye? Like even in a work environment, you're like, what the hell? Y'all make me feel famous. Like, what the hell?
Well, I've been, let me knock on wood. I don't think I've been. And I'm knocking on wood, because never say never, but as I think back to it, there's nothing that comes to mind off the top of my head where, oh yeah, maybe. No.
No.
I've
Okay.
always kept parts of my life very private. So anything that's really important to me. Now I've opened up a lot more since we started doing the
No.
podcast.
No. I mean, even when it's not your private stuff, like even in general, they have sometimes the gossipy type people, even when they
Yes.
don't know anything about you specifically. All it takes is one person to get a little bit, and then the next thing you know, it's like, what?
Like
Like,
wildfire.
well, I didn't even know that about myself. Gee,
Well, how about
thanks. How about
that?
that? Right? Like, oh.
I can't think of, well, you know why? Because I've always, like, even in the workplace, I get very like, don't come to me no gossip, because you're barking up the wrong fucking tree. It's the approach I've always taken when it came to gossip. Like within my friend circle, that was my friend circle, and that was that. And it was very small even then, especially in the workplace. But people knew not to come to me with gossip. I don't know. Maybe I shut it down enough when they were like, she's not the one. Yeah. That's so funny. People don't come to me with gossip. And I'm like, don't start none, won't be none. I'm not going to bring any gossip either. But yes, it is hard to not to go through life without having to experience some level of gossip about you, about other people. And we're not looking at this as if we're just joking around when we say the bonchinche, right? It's
Right.
not real. But it's hard not to talk about this because everyone is still talking about it.
Right. Oh my God, dang. Again, we here again. And then you're right. And then we start kind of rehashing other incidents. The slap, the entanglement. I love that word, by the way. I'm not even mad at it. I thought it was very genius.
Me too. Me too. I start wherever I can incorporate it, I incorporate that word because it's a
Right. This is
good
quite an entanglement.
And then
I
what happened before the entanglement? The alleged rumors about like Will being involved with one of his co-stars in a movie. So there's all these things, right? There's all these things that led up to this book. So, and every time you hear them, it brings back all the other shit, all of it, right?
And rumors, wait, let's not leave out the rumors of them being swingers. Do you remember when that rumor was out?
You know, Q did tell me about that one time.
Yeah, there was rumors about that. There was rumors even about Jada messing with one of her co-hosts. I mean, one, yeah.
That's right,
Remember?
Marky.
Girl, that was that lady
That's
husband.
right.
Girl.
Oh, I forgot about that
Yeah,
one.
it's been, I feel like it's been a lot of messy. No, it's been a lot of like, what's going on here? Like, even before now, that's how come when a lot of people be like, oh, she's embarrassing him. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Let's pull back some because let's take it all the way back. Okay, here we go. Let's take it all the way, all the way, all the way back. Okay, because the rumor at one time that Jada and Will had was, hey, well, they was messing around when he was married, right? And they was like, no, we was not messing around when he was married. They was separated. They was not together. Now, with that being said, just hear me out. Everybody views separation differently, right? So
Very
when
true.
I separated, right? So when I separated from my ex-husband, I knew, nah, if I can do this, there's no returning for me, because I knew at that point it was really a done deal. But some people like, nah, y'all just separated.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
You holler at me when you're done with that. And then, but then some people, and I don't want to sound like I'm being negative, but some people, when they say separation, they don't really mean it.
That's very
Right? So
true.
we're
Oh, yeah.
separated. We're separated. And I'm out here and I'm having all of this fun. But yo, I'm going back to my spouse. I'm going back to my husband. I'm going back to my wife. So you're out here. Oh, I'm separated. I'm separated. So that way you can go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and so I've had two experiences with that, and one with the very first experience I ever had, I was really young, and I'm going to chalk it up to a lot being very, very naive on and understanding what separated meant and didn't mean. So like there was this guy that I was dating, and he told me he was separated, but in my stupid, not my stupid, I shouldn't
No,
say
you're
that,
just
but my
young.
lack
Don't
of
say that.
experience in life, there you go. My lack of experience in one dating, because I didn't really have a lot of dating experience, I assumed that separated meant, we separated and there's a divorce and the divorce is happening imminently, But that's how I took it, but that's not what it was. And because I was naive, I fell for the fucking okie doke until it blew up in my face. And then that's where I was like, oh, okay, so separated doesn't necessarily mean that for some people, but I know that if I ever experience this, when I say I'm separated, one, I'm not dating anyone else until I know for sure I'm gonna be, like it's moving to the next steps.
Right.
That was one part of it. That's what I took away from that experience. I was like, well, no, if you're separated, you're separated. Then that's that.
Right.
And you shouldn't be seeing anyone else until you absolutely know, like, divorce is imminent and it's gonna happen. So it was a very learning experience. So that way, by the time I decided, okay, I needed to be separated, I didn't date anyone for, gosh, first of all, I didn't date anyone for about seven months. I think there was, I can't remember the full timeline, but like I didn't see anyone. In fact, I didn't see anyone for months after I actually filed for divorce. It was, let me think here. It took me, January, February, March, April. It took me about 3 months of the separation and decide and moving like states away. Like I had to move halfway across the fucking country because that's how. Not vol yeah how angry I was and how volatile it how was how volatile it was, the whole situation. And it took me 3 months to decide, okay, I'm gonna put a real end to this. I'm filing for a divorce. That's it. So, and then it was, I forget how much, maybe 7 months after that, and decided to file for divorce, where I was like, okay, I'm gonna start seeing other people. I'm gonna get myself out there, kind of
Right.
something like that.
I got you. I got you.
But those are the two experiences I've had. But
But
the
you
very
had new
first one,
though.
right,
But you
the very
had
first
new.
one taught me, like, okay, separated don't mean
Right.
separated for some people.
Okay.
So if you ever encounter this, you know how to move. Unfortunately, I learned it kind of young, unfortunately. But you're right. Separate don't always mean separate for some
Don't
people.
always mean
And
separated. Right. And then that's the rumor though. But the rumor was that they was already having a thing before that, before he was supposedly separated. That was the
On
rumor,
will.
but they come right, correct. But they combated that with no, we adamant, nothing happened. Oh. Yeah, I definitely feel like, separated means different things for different people. And some people, they use separate as a play, right? But like you said, you knew the difference. Like I knew the difference. I knew that there was no coming back. So it's a very good possibility if that's what this was. Like, no, we're separated, we're moving on. They've had to combat rumors of their relationship even in the very beginning.
That's fair. But they never
So,
publicly talked about it, right? They just let the rumors die down like rumors do. Eventually, they just die down. So we don't even have to address it because it's our personal business.
no. If we look back, they did address some of the rumors. They addressed the rumors about how their relationship started or when it started, they did address the rumor, from my understanding of the, what was it, the 2013 rumor of Will. They definitely addressed the rumor of her and her co-host.
It was like, that no. Prior to Red Table Talk, where they were just airing out all the dirty?
It was prior to Red Table Talk. They addressed it like, no, it's not true. That's just not true. They also addressed the rumor about them being swingers. They did. They was like, no, I don't. That's the most absurd thing that Jada said it. She was like, no. So they did address it. I don't know where it became this big. Like, they addressed stuff in the past, but maybe this was just, I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with time period too. Right? Because at that time, if you look back on it, it was not this instant gratification era that we have now, where, hey, you want receipts? I can pull up receipts. Let me pull up my phone.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right? So it is two different, like, we're talking about decades of difference. So, right? I am saying that.
Yeah, right. When you really think about it, it's like 20 something years of stuff.
So, like, you had a beeper. I think a beeper then, right? Am I right? Like, you ain't recording shit with that beeper.
Like, I'm sorry. And even cell phones before they are what they are now. It was just like a keypad, punching the numbers, hope you remember the person's number.
And when they did when they started implementing cameras on these damn cell phones, like, that junk was awful. You can videotape it if you want, but you're going to be squinting. You're going to be like hard. You're going to be damn near blind. Like, you ain't going to be able to do nothing with the video. Like, it was so grainy. It was such poor resolution to, like, what?
That's true. And now it's easily accessible because you can literally pull up the internet on your phone and be like, oh, let me pull up this article because I know right. So it's twofold. One is the internet really helps. One, things last forever and ever. You're right. I forgot. Oh my gosh. See, sometimes I forget stuff. Like, I'm not one of those people who, and some, for any celebrity, any actress, I am not that vested in anyone else's life. I'm trying to live life here in my space. Right. So that's why I forgot a lot of that stuff, because I'm like, okay, this is the here and now. But you're right. There was a lot of shit that went out for years. You're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It just wasn't it wasn't like it is now. Like, it's different. Okay. So at one time you might see it like in a magazine, they'll be discussing in a magazine, or you might see some of the shows like that used to come on did kind of tap on certain stuff like that, but it's not like it is now. Like, anybody that has a cell phone, has a computer, has, any recording device can jump out there and voice their opinion.
And catch some stuff. Yeah. Or
catch some stuff. There it is. Like, is this?
Oh, because you know what? Like, back in the day, we used to read, I didn't spend money on it, but there would be magazines dedicated to the celebrity gossip, right? Mm-hmm. The Inquirer. And then we had a certain radio host who built her whole business and brand on gossiping about people. And I pray for her because she really got me through my divorce period. I will tell you that, because her show was pretty funny. Now you got people like Mr. Lee, who is like the next, I'm just say her name, please. I don't want no smoke. He's like the next Wendy Williams in a man's version, whose business is talking about celebrity gossip, and everyone knows it.
Right.
But that's now, right? Podcasts, YouTube. But it is like we're in the information age, it actually is quite easy to forget things, but there's like theoretically, but it really isn't, because all you got to do is Google that shit and it's like, oh, did you forget about how they first got into a relationship and not all that stuff. But what's interesting, I thought, when it came, because we made a conscious choice to find out more about what she has to say, because in the efforts of not being judgmental of other women, like we tend to do, or overly judgmental, we said, well, let's read this book. So we're in the process of reading this book. Are we done? No. Why? Because it's a bit of a struggle some days, right?
I love the way you put that. Go ahead.
It is. I mean, like I when we first made the conscious choice, what did I say? I was like, by the time I was done editing, I didn't want to hear no more shit. So
Right.
I was like, And not that I don't love editing, but when you're doing a lot of audio work, it's like if you're a customer service representative in a call center, you don't want to talk to nobody afterwards. So it's kind of like the same thing. So I've been on the struggle bus, but we made this choice and we're going to stick to it. So we might even do like a part two after we are done reading the book, just as a follow-up to see if there's any, do we, our opinions change at all? Because we certainly have opinions about everything that led up to this book release. So for example, like when we look at the entanglement, like we both have a lot of opinions about this. And it's one of the things like you had initially said when we talked about it. And I was like, I had to sit with it because I was like, oh, you know what? You're right. And I had a bit of a double standard when it came to this. So you go ahead and talk about the entanglement with Jada and this young gentleman.
So sometimes we almost the same thing that you were saying earlier about how we pass extra judgment on women, but then sometimes I feel like that kind of goes both ways. And what I mean by that is sometimes people will not see the difference between a male dating someone that young versus a female dating someone that young. Like, you hear some people like, oh, Kruger, oh, she's a Kruger, but I think to myself, if that grown ass person was dating my son, I would be just as upset as if it was a grown ass man dating my daughter. Like, what are you doing? This is a kid, not just a kid, but a kid that was friends, right, with your child.
It's
So
creeping.
it's definitely like some weird ass damn vibes for me. Like, first of all, whether you're friends with my son or not, I think about the age of this kid because he's still a kid. I understand grown is still grown. I do understand that adult is still adult, an adult, right? But hey, yo, what in the heck do you see appealing about this young guy? Like me, I mean, just me personally, I want a man. I want a whole grown ass man. Mind, body, soul. Like I'm like, this is a child.
Yeah, very true.
You have children this child's age. What in the hell is you thinking? Like, that's the part. The fact that she cheated on her husband, I mean, who, I mean, honestly, God forgive me for what I'm about to say, but like, so what? So the hell what? I have no doubt in my mind that it was probably like he was doing his thing on occasion, she was doing her thing on occasion. Like, you're adults, right? And that's the part that makes my ass hurt, is that I, even though he might have been an adult, he was not an adult. He was not. I felt like, yo, what the hell? What the
Yeah,
hell is that?
I agree. Like, I agree. Now, have I always thought that way? No. And here's what I'm gonna say. When I have always felt like when a and this comes from my experience of having a roommate when I was in my very early 20s, and she was about the same age as me, who was dating a dude that was old enough to be her father, and I thought that was very fucking creepy. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't like it. There's something wrong with this person being as old as he is, looking at you as a, I don't know. I can't even describe him because he was old enough. So I always felt very uncomfortable with that relationship. And her and I, we weren't close enough for me to be so not vested
Opinionated.
to be like, yo, what are you doing? I was just like, man, that's kind of weird. It's kind of
Right.
how I left it with her. And then she wasn't like, she was just a roommate. It wasn't like a longtime friend. And since then, I always thought it was super, super weird when older men kind of talk to young girls. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think she might have been a year younger than me. So she couldn't have been more than 19 years old. And he was like somewhere near 45. So I just, there's something wrong with that. But the flip side is, you know, our mom, I call her the OG cougar. Before cougar, the term cougar was the term cougar. My mom, like our mother, she was a very young, fresh-looking woman in her 30s, and all the young cats would be calling on her, 24, 25 years old. Now, it wasn't, I don't think it was such a huge age gap from like, and you, our mother's just the example. There was like a 10-year gap from how old she was to the guys that she was dating, but she wasn't dating anyone that was old enough to be her, like, you know, like her,
Young
one of
enough
her
to be his
kids'
date.
age,
Right.
right? So let me just kind of define that. But how I look at it now is there's two things that would go into someone so much older dating someone so much younger. I think it's either speaks to the maturity level of that person, because if you're 40s, 50s dating someone 20 something, you must be a very immature person in your mind, body, and spirit. And I'm not saying immature in a positive way, because that's not. And then the other piece is you could potentially be some sort of have narcissistic tendencies, because you would need to date someone who doesn't know any fucking better.
Somebody that you can manipulate.
Right.
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 I'm not saying that that is the case here. Like, I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is I can't understand it. And I think like you said, you could see the difference when it was a man. Oh, that's real creepy. But for whatever reason, society, when they see it as a woman, they don't see that same creepiness, but I do. And maybe I see it because I'm a mother. I'm a mother and I have a son. And I don't want no older person taking advantage, because that's really how I look at it. I don't look at it any different, just like the older man can take advantage. I just can't. I just can't. I just that's the only part that I cannot get with. So what?
Do you
So
think it was
what?
because of how she felt? Like, I'm not making excuses, believe you me. No way, no how. Because like us talking about it when all that stuff originally came out, you were like, but what if it was, you know, your youngest son? I was like, oh, wait a minute, how would I feel about this? It really did shift my mentality on it. I was like, oh shit, you're right. And that's kind of what changed my opinion of it. I know this was a while back, and I don't remember when I don't remember when we initially started talking, but I think it was way before. Maybe it was around the slap time. I don't
It
know.
might have been around the slap. It
Right?
might have
Because we've
been.
had that conversation a while ago, and that shifted my perspective, because I was like, oh shit, yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah, okay, I get
That's
it. I
creepy
know
as
exactly what you're saying.
hell. That's
But
awful.
she, I wonder if. Like maybe, okay, maybe there's a third element that we could look at. Because I'm like, well, you'd have to be very immature. You'd have to be, or a narcissist, or could it be more about how she was feeling at the time of the quote unquote entanglement? Because she
Okay.
talks about that in her book, right? Because
Okay.
her feelings of depression and not feeling, and that's the whole name of her book, Being Worthy.
Worthy. So I do believe how a person feels about their self plays into it. I feel, and that's not just this situation, that's in any situation. See, like if you're not feeling a certain way about yourself, or if you are feeling a certain way about yourself, it does play into how you make your decisions. Like, I mean, that is like clear across the board. It allows you to sometimes stay in relationships that you shouldn't be in because how you're feeling about yourself. It allows you to leave relationships that were probably good for you because of how you feel about yourself. It has nothing to do with the other person. It's how you feel about you. But even with that being said, and I'm going to be transparent for one second, and you know, I don't, especially when it's going to be a public platform. I have been at my lowest, and you know it. But when that young ass kid was like approaching me and trying to come at me, like, yo, you are, you know what I'm saying? Like, really making me feel like I was the shit. I still was like, what? Nah.
That's what it was. That's when we first had that conversation, because you were talking about that young man who was like,
Yeah, he was
yeah,
like
that's
really
for me.
right. He was really coming at me, and I was like, "Yo, kid, if you don't go away, because like
I'm not trying to be your
I
sugar
knew,
mama.
right? Because in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, "Yo, I'm not that low. I am. I was really in a messed up state then. You know, and it did make me feel good. It did. I can't, like, I was like, hey, young boy, hey.
I'm gonna eat this up for now, but then
Shit, I still got it. All right. You think
I'm
I'm
going to gently
pretty?
rebuke your advances, sir, because you're just too
You think
young.
I'm pretty? Oh, but I didn't explain that shit to my kids. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Imagine me bring you home and you and my son the same age. Like, what the hell? Ma,
Oh my
what
God, that's so awkward. Oh,
the?
hell
It
no.
actually makes me, I'm be honest, this is just me. Everybody's different. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what makes people people. And it's not coming from a place of judgment. It's just coming from a place of, nah, I can't see that. I can't see somebody that I'm intimate with hanging out with my son playing video games,
Oh
or
my
and they the
God.
same age, right? They the same age. Now, if it's an older guy, like a man, like yes, a man, right? And he's playing video games with my son. It's a different type of look, and it's a different type of connection. That grown man is spending time and showing your son and being a man or a man, male role model for your son. That's a different look. You can't get that same look and they the same age. The hell? That looks crazy. Like,
I agree.
what can you teach my son about being a man? Y'all the same age. Yo, he gonna be looking at you like, and he probably gonna be looking at me like, what the hell? Can't neither one of y'all tell me nothing. I'm probably grown than y'all.
Oh my God, like.
I can't. It's just not me. Even at my very lowest, even when I was really feeling insecure, I guess. I guess that's a way of saying, like, I was really kind of like, damn, this is shitty. And it was a lot that played into that, right? It was a whole lot. So it wasn't just like one event. It was like an event of things, like boom, 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 boom. It's like that. I was like, God dang. Like, you know?
A shit storm of shit.
Yes.
Yep.
Jeez, like, what the hell?
Can
I'm
I
over
just
there
get a
looking,
break?
like, I'm over there looking at God, like, hey, sir. I don't know what I did in my past life, but can you please let me know so that way I can apologize. I can, like, tell me what it is, Lord. But nonetheless, I still didn't do it. I still didn't engage, even though it was nice. It was nice to hear. It was nice, because he was young, and I'm like, oh, you young,
Still got it.
And he wasn't, he wasn't very bad looking at all, you know. But, and then the other part, now, you ready for this? It goes both ways too, because then the other part of me, even though I took it as a compliment at the time because of how I was feeling, because it was how I was feeling about myself, right? I also thought, what the hell about me would make this kid think that I was even approachable? I need to do something different.
I mean, maybe he was just trying to shoot his shot and said, maybe I have a chance.
I don't know.
Maybe he wanted a sugar mama.
I don't know. Maybe he wanted a sugar mama. I didn't think about that either, but nah, bruh. Nah.
You think like women have daddy issues, right? That's sometimes they walk into relationships because of past hurts and they're looking for their spouses, things that they were missing in their fathers, but why wouldn't it be the same for young men?
Oh, that was good. Yeah. Thanks. Because sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need that other person. Yeah, I could see that.
I'm so quiet right now because I was like, oh,
let that sink in, right? Let's take a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. So I really should have been feeling myself.
Girl.
Oh, you just got mommy issues.
I'm sorry. Okay, but he was young.
Oh my God.
That was no shade. That was no shade, I promise. I promise it wasn't. But in my head, I was like, oh, but girls have, so why wouldn't boys have the same issue? We'll never know. Just chalk it up to your shit don't stink because I still got it and just leave it there.
I definitely, that's my only hang up. That's my only hang up with the whole situation. Like, I really could care less. Honestly, if I'm being real honest, normally I would care less. It's just so damn public. I'm like, hey, yo, let's talk about this because it's kind of entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only part that is hard for me to accept, swallow, wrap my mind around, mm-hmm. whatever. I just can't, I don't get it.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, if, hey, you guys want to do your relationship however the hell you want to do your relationship. Y'all want to swing, drive around with pineapples on your car? Because I heard, apparently that's the thing. If you're swingers, that's how other people know. Upside down pineapples. However you want to do it. Yes. There's a local community somewhere around here. Not mine.
Girl, you got a couple towns over. At the people.
No, I learned this a couple years ago. They were like, if you see someone, it is a certain area that has a very huge swinger community, and how you know is upside down pineapple. And that's how you know someone is of that community. I'm like, look, I don't like to share. I don't like sharing. There's no way that I would logically condone my spouse having a fit, even if that, and that's just me. You know, that was the reason why my first marriage ended, because I don't want to share my spouse. I don't want to share my boyfriend. So if you want to go fucking cheat, then you go ahead and do that. But I'm not accepting of that because I don't want to share that with anybody else. But that's just me. But if that's how they want to live their relationship, they want to have an open relationship, then have fucking at it. But you're right. It's very strange that the person that she decided to have this moment in with was so much younger and happened to be your son's friend. That, I don't want to say the word that it seems kind of like, because mm-hmm. I don't feel fully comfortable saying that.
I know what you want to say, because that's how I look at it. That is honestly how I see it. When I see that, that's what I think when I think of a man doing that. So I feel like a lot of times there are women that are that. And that's how they get away with it.
Nobody wants to talk about it because they're women and they're mothers.
Because it's women. Yeah. Like, what? Like, I literally had a conversation with somebody, like a guy friend. And I was like, you don't see that that's wrong? And they were like, nah, she was older than me. I was like, with it. And I was like, I was thinking about my kid. Mm-hmm. Like, if I found out that some older woman was having my child do anything sexual with them, I'm gonna fucking beat that bitch ass. Yo, don't let me find out, cause I'm a fuck yo. Yo, and then right, like I don't even know if I could, and I'm being real. Like this is like genuine, serious as hell. Like I don't want to go to jail. I don't, you know, I'm scared. I used to work in a prison. I like to eat. I like to eat too much to be in jail. I can't. Like they, I see. No, I can't. I wouldn't survive there, girl. Jail is not for me. But that in itself, girl, yo, I'm gonna call the
Yeah.
police. I'll be like, yo, y'all better get here quick.
And not to say, well, here's something that just occurred to me as we were kind of talking through it. Do you think someone like Mr. Alcine, I'm sure that's not his real full name, that's the stage name, but do you think for someone like him, even though he was young, people who grow up in that type of environment, the Hollywood world, the touring world, they live a different kind of life where they may have seen things. Maybe they are a little bit more mature than like your average kid. Because, I don't know a lot about Hollywood and stuff like that, but you hear rumors on and off about the shit that happens to some of these kids. And the one thing I can always tell when one of these kids may have been a victim of some sort of traumatic event in their adult life because how they act in their adult life. And there's a few of them that I'm like, I don't know what happened to her, but something happened to her when she was in the acting world. You can see it.
I can see that.
And I'm not
I can
saying
see
for
that.
him, like that's what happened, but I want, like, because now he's in his 30s. So at the time, though, he was still in his 20s, was still too young for someone of her age,
I agree.
with children somewhere in his age, if. And so maybe he was a little bit more mature than other kids his age. I could actually buy that.
But
Okay.
he,
But still,
okay.
he's who? Your kid's friend? That's still
Right.
weird.
It's still very weird. Not only just really weird because that definitely plays a part in it. Like, yo, your son hang out with this. I mean, you're right. Like, what the?
Yeah,
What?
that's
I
like
don't
okay, even if you can
know.
chalk it up to the fact that maybe this young man, he's led a different type of life, and because he's been all over the world. So someone who's been all over the world, they would have a very different perspective. And even maybe, dare I say, a more mature perspective because they've seen things outside of their small circle and what they grew up in.
That's a
Because
good
it just
point.
opens your eyes to things. So I'm like, okay. So as we're talking about it, it's just something that, well, maybe. But even still, how do you explain away the part that he was friends with your son?
Right. I think maturity definitely plays a part in it, but can I say this and not sound like a real a-hole? How do you even get to that point to know that person is mature? Like, what I mean by that is, I'm not gonna hang out with none of my son's friends. So I don't know
Never.
what the hell their maturity level is, cause I'm not around you enough. I'm not gonna have you in my inner circle. Like you, my son's inner circle. You, his people. You, not my people. So I don't know what your mature level may be. How would I know that? I'm not even giving that room because that don't make sense to me. I'm not hanging out with that age group. And even if I am hanging out in that age group, I'm selective. I did have an outing. I can't remember when it was. I did have an outing a while ago. I think I shared with you, right? That's when I tried to damn inhale the damn, what is that? Hookah?
Oh,
Hookah? I should be
the
careful how I say that, right? I'm damn, that kind of came out. You know, that's when I was trying to do the hookah thing, right?
The
And it was some younger, it was some a younger crowd. It was some people my age and younger. But even in that atmosphere, we can all have fun. We are still all adults. But where I'm at in my life is not. Y'all, when we leave here, that's it.
Oh yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
not
like I
Yeah, like
Yeah.
when we leave this hookah lounge right here, we had a good time, we have fun. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for inviting me. Had a good time. Yeah, you know. But when we leave here, this is like this over for me. Oh yeah, good time. All right, I'm out. I'm not building long-term relationships.
Because young people do dumb shit.
Right. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that there are not young people that are mature. There are. But how do you even find that out if you're not hanging out with them? Like, I don't find that interesting. Like, I want grown people.
Do you think that sometimes hanging around, so here's the one benefit. Now, I like you. I feel the same way. I don't like hanging out. First of all, I don't get out much. Okay. As far as if I do anything with like a girlfriend or something, it's like, let's go shopping or, you know, let's go shopping. I do a lot of window shopping or let's go grab a meal or something. That's kind of where I stick to. So the last time I have been out after 10 PM, I can't even tell you. But even if I was, I would not be hanging out intentionally. No, you know what I mean? So like you said, if it's a group setting, there's a bunch of different people. You can't really account for the ages of the people that are there. But are we going to hang out outside of this? Mm-hmm. No. So no. I am the same way. And even if I were to even attempt to go out clubbing at this, my old ass, if I were to even attempt, it would be like a older person's club, if that's even a thing anymore. Right?
It definitely, I don't even know if they is. Exist.
They are, okay. Is. See, that's where I would lean. But I will say this because, you know, people have always said to me, well, oh, you're an old soul. You're an old soul. You know what that really means? It just means that you've had a lot of responsibility in your young life and ain't no shit. My therapist told me that one time. But I've always appreciated from older people is that you can learn a lot from them. If you sit down, and I'm not talking in a club environment, I'm talking about as a young person, and I don't mean any romantic inclination, I don't mean none of that, but sit down with an older person and hear about their experiences in life. You can learn a lot. That's why I love, like, when people tell me things, I make it a point to listen and then thank them, because whatever it is they needed to say, I needed to hear, and there was something that I'm gonna learn from it. And so anytime someone older talks to me, I'm like, I just sit and I listen, or I give them the space to listen, because I'm like, there's something you're gonna learn here, I can promise you. Mm-hmm. And so I make that at a point, but that's me now. At least within the last, I don't know, I can't put a number to it, but I've always listened to older people and their experiences. I just have a love for it because it really teaches me about people.
I'm with it. I agree. Right? I'm like that. Yes.
Absolutely. But there is a way, like there's a boundary. There's a boundary here, right? And okay. The boundary is there's no romantic inclination here. But if you step over that boundary, that's where it gets like this weird shit.
Okay, I can appreciate that. Okay, I can appreciate that. I get it. Yeah.
But there's still boundaries. There's still boundaries.
No, I appreciate the fact that you can reason with how it's a possibility they could have interacted to that point. Hmm. And so I can appreciate that. But I still.
There's always the but.
Girl.
However.
Girl, however sounds better than but, right? I like that. Okay, however. Be that as it may. Mm-hmm. I still, that's the only thing that don't sit with me. Yeah. I can't, that's it. Everything else, I don't really care. Like, yeah. So what? Y'all out here. Yeah. I mean, you slapped him. At least you slapped a grown ass man. You know, I'm just saying. You know, you ain't out here slapping children.
Right. So, okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God. So she crossed the boundary. A big boundary. What that says about her and where she was in her life at the moment, I think she might have been, I don't know, she must have been in a lot of pain at that time. And she, and you know, we're kind of early on into the book. We're 2 hours into the, I'm 2 hours into the audiobook, and I don't know, you know, how it's going to evolve, but I think that maybe that's a part of it. I'm not making excuses, because no matter, like you said, no matter how much pain you're in, no matter how much hurt your feeling, that doesn't really excuse you tiptoeing over that boundary into a whole relationship with someone who's probably half your age. It's really hard for me to see that. And I know, like, we agree on that. So do you think it's weird that on that episode of Red Table Talk, when her and Will were talking about the quote unquote entanglement, do you think that it's weird that they were talking about their relationship as if they, and like their separation, as if it was in the past tense?
I'm going to tell you what I find weird. And this is just me personally. I mean, everybody has their own opinions or their views or their takes on stuff. But what stuck out to me in that interview, and you can look at it one or two ways, but I remember distinctly her saying, you know, we gonna work this out. You be on one side of the house. Mm. I be on the other side of the house. Remember when she said that?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, but what she said, you're not going to where I'm not going to where, something. I can't remember how it went, but she was just like,
we ride together, we die together, something like that.
Right, she said. Something like that. So like, even if you have to live on one whole other side of the house, I live on the other side. And I'm gonna tell you what stuck out to me. Because you can look at it two different ways. You can look at it like, hey, yo, you know what? That's really hanging in there. That's really old school. Mm-hmm. That's really like old school. Like, you had your own room sometimes. Grandma had one room. Granddad had other room. They met in the common areas.
Maybe he snored.
You know? Okay. So I'm like, okay. But then the other part of me, in my mind, but I wouldn't live like that. I wouldn't want to live like that. And like I said, maybe that's my immaturity. Maybe that's me being juvenile, but I want to be happy at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I refuse to live in a house where you're on one end, I'm on the other end, and we just doing this because bills, or we just hanging in here because kids, like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe when it comes to kids, it does get tricky. It does, because those are little lives involved, right? But I do not feel that I'm so selfish to where, you know, like, who wants that? Ultimately, I want my person, right? So ultimately, I want, hell no. Like, if I'm not making you happy, and you're not making me happy, what the hell are we doing? So if I'm not making you happy and you're not making me happy, what are we doing?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I've had that experience of, like, when I first discovered about my ex-husband's entanglement and his affair, I moved out of our bedroom. I did. And it was literally like, so even though, you know, everything was a process for me, but I had moved out of our bedroom. I was like, well, we got some spare bedrooms, and we were just very fortunate we didn't have kids to kind of have to deal with their pain and trauma from the separation. But I was like, I'm just moving my shit to this other room here, because I don't know what you're doing, and I don't want to sleep next to you, because I might, like, I don't know what happened in the middle of the night. Try to buff your ass.
I get violent up in this joint. Let me go ahead and exit stage left before.
You know, that I think in relationships, you know, we sometimes forget that we are, like, even though you're together, you are still two individual pieces. There's lines that do not need to be crossed, and cheating is one of them for me. Is that so for everybody? No. But we sometimes forget that we are, even though we're together, we are still individuals trying to toe the line between doing what we need to do as the individual to make us happy, make ourselves happy, and then balancing that out with the relationship with your partner, and then balancing that shit out for your kids. So, and people will do however they need to do that, to make, you know, to make their relationships work. But staying in a completely different room is the end of a relationship to me. If you are not in our marital bed, even if I'm mad at you and want to punch him in your face in the middle, you know, any of that shit. If once there's a separation of the marital bed, then, and I don't know any other way to say it, then the relationship is over for me. Because if we're staying in different rooms,
I agree. Right. At different rooms, different sides of the house. Like, yeah. Listen, No. I feel like no one is always going to agree. There are going to be days that we're not going to like each other.
Yeah.
Right? But it should never be to a point where it's like that right there. Nah, yeah. I'm not. I mean, a night, yo, go and sleep your ass on the couch. You know, that used to be a thing, right?
Yeah.
Remember, like, in, like, a lot of shows, we go home on the couch. And, you know, like, oh, shit, you're in trouble.
No.
What you undid, bro? Mm-mm. What you undid? But, you know, my thing is, like, who sees that as positive? And I mean, some people do, because like I said, you could look at that two different ways. Like, oh, they're going to rock out. They're going to rock out until the wheels fall off. The wheels have fallen off. And I think this would be the perfect time.
The wheels fall off, the engine broke. Like, it's, yeah, no. Transmission's dead.
But that's just me. And everybody has to do what is right for them, what they can deal with, what they feel better with. So it's not a judgment. I'm just like, nah, that ain't me. Nah, you not. If we can't, if there's a disconnect to that point, nah, because I go find somebody that I do make happy.
Oh, for sure.
Somebody that makes me happy. They're going to be grown, though.
Yeah.
They're going
to
be.
Exactly. They'll be grown. And ideally, someone would have the courtesy to say, look, I've been thinking about moving forward, but without you, because that's the right thing to do versus just going out there and just cheating on, you know, that's really shady. And if you're an adult, then you just be like, look, hey.
I'm unhappy.
Right. Do you want to work this out in therapy? Can we at least try that before? Like, usually, yeah. But
I think that's wrong.
Right, it's a grown thing to do, right. and maybe they did have those conversations, and maybe it's just stuff that we're not, you know, we're not privy to. But the young man, I don't really like that. But I do think it's also interesting that even between the time of that Red Table Talk, when they were saying they were separated, when I listened to that interview, it made it seem as if they were separated at the time, but they're together now. So then, when you fast forward to what she's saying in her interviews now. She's saying at the time of the Oscar slap that they hadn't had that type of, you know, husband and wife relationship, even at the Oscar slap, where she was surprised that he's saying, well, keep my wife's name out your mouth. And that surprises me, because I'm like, but you're saying back here that you were, as if your separation was in the past tense.
Damage control.
It's kind of like,
damage.
So you're still separated? Okay, that's just, but your partner's for life. I don't know. It's a very strange dynamic.
Okay. Well, hold on. You can be separated. Just hear me out. You can be separated or not with a person, but you and that person still are for each other. Sometimes y'all are not for each other in that relationship. Y'all are not for each other in that marriage. But as far as a friendship, as far as we're not together, but watch what the fuck you say about that person, because that's a friendship.
Yeah,
real genuine friendship,
and that's fair. Right? But then he could have said, "Keep Jada's name out your mouth." But he very specifically said,
I'm that way. Yo, I'm that way about my friends. I'm that way about you. Like, I'm that way about people that I'm close with. Hey, watch what the fuck you saying, bro. Hey.
Well, yeah, but he didn't say keep Jada's name out your mouth. He said, keep my wife. Is it possible that maybe he's under a different impression? Because that's how it reads to me. Like, y'all, it reads to me like maybe he's on a different playing field than she is in their relationship.
I don't know. I feel like it might be what I was saying earlier, that it's a little bit of less damage control. Let's see if we can look better in the public eye. Can we come back from this, all of this chaos and stuff that has been out here? I don't know, and maybe it's kind of what we discussed earlier. Maybe when we get to the end, right? Because I'm looking forward to getting to the end, so mm-hmm. we can see the how it ties in together, where this plays in, what's the real reasoning here, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe because we haven't completed Worthy yet, right? Maybe we will come back, like you said, and revisit and see if we see it differently now that we have finished it. Let's hear what you have to say. And then now maybe we can come back and be like, okay, you know what? Now I get it.
You think if we read his book too, then we'll get the whole picture? Now, I'm not saying we should do it because no.
No, like, I don't know if I have it in me. Like, I mean, I thought about it. It did cross my mind. Like, you know what? Maybe we could get a better perspective if we read both. Mm-hmm. I did think that. But can my brain do it? I don't know.
We'll have to shelf that idea.
Right. We'll shelf it. really? I don't know. Maybe.
But it helps that it's on audio, right?
It does.
Yeah, because to be frank, I am a person who loves to read. And I don't mean like audible books. Sure, absolutely. But that's only if I know I'm going to be doing a lot of driving and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'll pull out my Kindle and I will read on my Kindle. I love it. But for whatever reason, I was having a really hard time. Maybe it's because it felt like homework. Didn't it feel like...
It did a little bit. It felt like an assignment, not really for fun. Because I don't think I would have. And that I will say, I appreciate about us doing this episode, is that under normal circumstances, I would not have. I wouldn't have read that. I would have not even been interested, but because it was so out there, like everybody was talking about this thing and everybody had their opinions, I was like, oh, well, let's see about it.
The memes. Yeah, the memes on TikTok. Oh my God.
Girl, I'm starting to feel like she's going to be like the most hated. Girl, they are not liking you. You're not.
Girl, like, just stop.
I already was side out of your ass with that little boy, but now, girl, everybody looking at you.
Oh my God. Did you see the meme? Oh my God. My favorite one, God forgive me, I'm so sorry, but my favorite one was whoever put that, who photoshopped her in the back of the car with Tupac and Shug. I'm so sorry. But I laughed so hard when I saw it. Even when I think about it, I'm like, man, you went too far, but this is good.
Yeah, that made my ribs hurt.
I'm like, whoever put that together, you're a damn genius.
That's funny as hell. Thanks. This is another take on it. And you know, I told you I try not to judge. I can't judge. I can't. I think we have all done stuff that we're looking like, what the hell was I thinking? I don't really know. And how we view ourselves does definitely play into that. And a part of me, I get sad when I think about it because I'm like, what place must you have had to be? How sad or how hurt on the inside and that's where I kind of say yeah that's definitely suspect but
Do you
and I'm not
that?
trying to give her an out like I want to say it without giving her an out but what I am saying is that you must have really, because I think I don't. Well, I don't think I don't know because I don't pretend to know what everybody feels out here. But life be lifing, you know. And along the way, it's traumas and hurts and things that chip away at who we are. And even when you don't see it on the outside, on the inside. Where it really matters, that's where it's going on at.
And sometimes you can't, yeah, you're right. Sometimes even as individuals, we don't necessarily see it. Like we might be like, so I don't, something's not right. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. And she did say that. And I mean, no, I won't speak to that, but like, I can kind of understand, like, I understand that. And I do agree. Like she must have been in a, and I do feel more empathetic. Like you must have been in a really bad state to not see that you were tiptoeing over a line that you shouldn't be when it came to that young man. And maybe that's what this really is about. Like, you know, we first walked it, maybe that's what this whole episode is about, right? Because we walked into it being like, oh man, what is this again? Okay, and begrudgingly, we're kind of talking about this. But maybe the bigger thing that we'll learn from her is her journey to getting to the point where she was able to fix some of the things that was making her feel the way that she was feeling. You know, like I'm a big advocate for therapy, but does it work for everyone? Maybe not. I think it will if you're open to it, you know what I mean? And if you're ready to receive it, yes, but maybe for some people it didn't work, and it didn't work for her, and she says that. So she chose a different route, but and that route worked for her. So like, you know, the fact that she's even being open about the fact that she's was very, very, very depressed. Like, not many people want to talk about that publicly. So maybe that's what that there is something to learn from that. 100%, because no one wants to talk if they're not feeling good. And just because you don't have a cold doesn't mean that you're feeling good on the inside. And the fact that she's saying it, you don't see a lot of, I'm trying to think how many like celebrities that we might, I can't think of another Black woman talking about it who's a celebrity talking about the fact that they were depressed and so severely depressed that they considered taking their own life. Like that's huge. And the fact that she's seeing the other side of it, she's on the other side of it. And maybe that's where this book is, and that's why this book is here now. But that's, I mean, that's a really big thing. And I think it could help people who are maybe experiencing the same thing, maybe help them get to a point where they could like, okay, I need to find help to help me through this.
I can definitely appreciate that. And I think that was one of the first things that I think we did discuss before, like before we started recording this take, is that I appreciate that she talked about mental health and even drug addiction as well. So many times. We look at celebrities or people that's in the spotlight like they are not still just like us. They are people just like us and they have life experiences and traumas and things that also molded them into how they move and how they think and the choices that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot forget that. And I think it really, like I told you, when I was reading it, I was really rather surprised at mm-hmm. some of the similarities between how she grew up and the things that she saw and how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I could relate to. So it definitely made me look at her, and this might sound like really sucky way of putting it, but it made her look more human.
Mm.
Doesn't that sound crazy? But
mm-mm.
It did. No, it made her look more human to me. I was like, oh, you know what? I sometimes we forget that. We lose that sometimes because we're always on the outside and we're looking in and they're in the spotlight, but yo, they're human too.
Mm-hmm.
Before we knew who they was, they had lives. And she definitely became more relatable. Like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I agree. Yep, I agree. It does. It makes you more, have more of an understanding. And maybe that's part of like the issue that in society overall, like we look at the celebrity status and we put people like that on a pedestal, which makes us forget, yo, they're still people. So what? Their profession is an actor. So what? Their profession is a musician, but they're still just a person. And we as a society, we lose sight of that. And that's what leads people, I think, to cross boundaries and do things that just don't make sense. But that is a big takeaway. Like, hey, let's not forget that these are just people and they chose acting as a profession. But behind that, they struggle with a lot of the things that we struggle with. It just feels different. You know why it feels different? It's because y'all are celebrities. You got way more money. So it should be a lot easier for you to deal with shit because you can afford it.
Right. Like, you can go afford a spa day.
Right. You can afford a therapist to travel with your ass and have sessions right. every fucking day, not like once a month right. for some people.
Let's
go
on a trip, damn it. Let's pick up and go.
I think maybe that's where, like, I'd be like, you mean to tell me you couldn't find help to address this? No, I'm not saying for her specifically. Please do not mistake. I mean, like, in general, when you couldn't find help for this, but then it leads back to, well, you can't get help until you're ready to acknowledge, one, there's a problem, and how to solve it, right? But even people with a lot of money, guess what? They still struggle with the same shit that the average person does. Case in point. Like, you, in my head, like, they're not rolling in it, but you guys are pretty wealthy. You know, it's not like you have the same struggle as someone, you know, like the average working Joe or Jane.
But you know what they say, though? They say, what? More money, more problems. So their lives are in the spotlight. They do have more. They do have more money, right? So, mm-hmm. as we would look at that, because our struggles are different, right? We look at that like, geez, I like to have some of that, but in their mind, you know, it's a curse. It has to be hard.
I mean, no.
Just hear me out. It has to be hard too, though. Just hear me out. Just here we go. It has to be hard when you don't know who's genuine, right?
That's true.
Right, because with people that usually have money, right, they have to figure out who's damn genuine with them. Like, are you my friend? Are you my friend?
That's true. Okay, that would right? be one thing to set a so, set. Yeah, a
I
big
mean,
thing.
And even though we kind of have some of those same, right? We still have some of those same things, just not on that type of a level, right?
With no money,
so we still have people, right? We just don't have no money with it. You know,
can I really
but
trust
we know ass? We know but the majority of our friends, right, they're gonna be our friends because they genuinely want to be our friends, because we ain't got shit. Look, I ain't got shit, so if you hanging in there with me and you know I ain't got shit, you know, then you my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true.
But then I sadly mistaken with that a few times, but we ain't gonna go there. That's a whole different other damn episode. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, it's life, and life be life in. I don't care what spectrum you're on. Yeah. It might hit you differently, but it's still life, yo. Like,
yeah, that's true. I agree. Yeah. So more money, more problems for sure. And it's in the public eye. So it just kind of, I would imagine it makes it a lot harder to work through those things because it's like everybody's talking about it. But the gift of being the average person is that we don't have to contend with it on radar online or something, some mess like that when, you know, shit goes down. I know that there's something to learn here. And I think we've covered some of the things that we've already learned, like, okay, there's actually more than you would think. Is there anything, what's your biggest takeaway?
Girl, let me see. Quite a few things, actually, shockingly, because I really wasn't expecting.
Yeah, me either.
Right, I really was not expecting it. I was just like, oh, this is going to be a fun episode, you know.
But somehow it's bigger. Isn't it funny? All the episodes we pick, even the ones that we think is going to be a lighter type thing, there's always something intertwined where it's deeper than we think. So
I agree. And there was one that we thought was going to be real deep, but it really wasn't even that bad. It was like, oh yeah, that was actually okay.
Right.
I learned a few things. I feel like I do want to finish this book because I do want to see. I want to get to the ending. I want to see the final outcome, the resolve, the reasoning. I want to see that. And I'm hoping that I will get that because sometimes you read books and you don't get it, you know? So I'm hoping that I do get that. I also learned that life be life in for everybody. And just because, and I think we all know it, but I think she made it a whole lot more visible because people talk about it, about how people have this persona and they look one way on the outside, but inside, they are barely hanging in there and functioning. And to see someone at that level understand that, it did make me look at things differently. It made me look at myself as well. And that's honest, like genuine. Yeah, it did. Because, hey, you know what? Even though I do not agree, I get it. And I would never think that you would get it. And then, you know, because we're looking at the outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they do live, I think about, like, picture perfect lives or what it seems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I look at me. How, like, I laugh and joke, you know, like, you know that about me. Like, I will laugh and I'll joke. I'll laugh at, like, the most hurtful times. Like, I'll, you know, and not the hysterical laugh, like the real genuine, like, oh, I'm going to make a joke out of this shit because that's the only way I can function in life, is to, that's my way of getting away from it. It sounds crazy. You know, everybody has their own thing, some drugs, alcohol. And that's why I don't judge, because I might not do that, but this is me. And so it allowed me to, like I said, look at myself, because I was like, oh, you know what? I'm kind of like that. I'll laugh and I'll joke and I'll smile. And on the inside, I'll be like, yo, this shit kind of hurt. This shit suck.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it.
Yeah. And it's, you're right, everyone puts on a mask. They want to put on their best face forward. And I understand that, but I think, I don't know, my biggest takeaway here is I'm way more empathetic, because at first I was like, yeah, no, I don't even want to hear this shit. We still talking about your ass? And it's like, ugh. But my biggest takeaway is like, oh, and I think the biggest takeaway is not even from the book. It's actually kind of really sitting down and thinking about it and reading the articles that we pulled together for it. And it made me kind of shift. And as of course, as we started talking, I was like, I'm a lot more empathetic when it comes to her than I was when we first even started talking about it. Like, should we do this episode or not? But it really does help to bring perspective that, or a reminder. It's a reminder of, hey, look, you're right. They're just regular people. This is what they do for a profession, but they live lives that are just as messy and complicated as the rest of us. They just got more money. That's it. Yeah. And I like you, I'm like, okay, we're gonna see it through. We're gonna finish out the book and then we're gonna come back with a part two. And whether it'll be in order, I don't know. Hopefully it will be. But we'll come back with a part two and kind of decide after we're done with the book. Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you taking time to listen to our humble podcast. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you guys so very much. And please do not forget feedback, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're here for it. We got thick skin. We can handle it. Any suggestions? And please don't forget, keep tuning in to Anonymous. We go live on TikTok, Anonymous. So anything that you have concerns about, go ahead and let us know, and we will discuss it. And if you're not
Remember,
sure,
it's going to be anonymous to the people who are going to be in our TikTok live. The only people who would know would be
us, right? We would
us.
know.
Yeah. So
We would
just a
definitely
gentle
know,
reminder. Yeah.
but we would not share that information with anybody. You can rest assured that if you share your concerns with us, we'll talk about it, and no one has to know that it is you. And that's gonna be, I think, the fun part about us doing that, right? See?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So don't forget, like Janine said, don't forget to make sure you're following us on TikTok. We have quite a few pages, and that's where you're going to want to catch us, either between our personal page and our Oust Now main page. That's where we are going live, or how we're going live on TikTok. But that's where we'll be, and that's where Anonymous will be. But thank you so much. Peace out.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.